What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You know, we don't have a lot of time today, Ramon. We do have 4 hours.
Yeah,
because the temperature at Notre Dame was like 10 or something.
Yeah, that's what I read.
You can't play baseball.
It's a little chilly.
Well, the other night they were playing baseball in Pittsburgh. It was snowing. It's funny watching baseball in the snow. It's not normally a sport you associate with snow.
I know. That is very true. Yeah. That is very true. But they didn't want to be cold.
Yeah, it's, you know, Ramona, we have so much to get to. Dan Hope will join us at 4 o'clock today, 4:05, and we'll talk draft at that time. So we will be on 7 today, so make plans to join us. Today's Masters Watch is brought to you by Hendrick Honda, easily, where they offer world-class car buying experience. That's the good folks at Hendrick Honda of Easley. You know, Ramona, I'm sad to report that You know how sometimes you plan a route out and then you say, you know what, I'd rather take the scenic route?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods taking the scenic route around Augusta.
He is. Yeah. Is he one with nature?
Yes, he's one with nature. He's checking out the sights and the sounds, the bushes. Birds, bees.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, he's fortunate thus far to be three over.
Is he three over?
Yeah, through five.
Okay,
it's rather disastrous. Rather disastrous start. And he's fortunate. Quite honestly, he could be five over through five. And
true.
And he's in big trouble. Big trouble. And when I say big trouble, I mean the chances of Tiger Woods making the cut, all this stuff about him being the favorite to win this tournament, just laughable. I'm sorry, it just was. You fanboys convince yourself of stuff that just is never going to happen. I mean, it's not happening. You know, he can't handle. He can't handle. The pressure of these tournaments anymore. He can handle the ones that don't matter, but when he finally gets his shot, you know, he senses that his hourglass is emptying. He knows. And so even back in 2013, when he won five tourneys that year, was player of the year, he lost on average in the majors that year by 20 shots. Now, he's not going to be around to lose by that margin this time, because you have to be within 10 shots of the leader or top 50, and that includes ties, and good luck. I mean, I'll tell you what, Ramona, give me a Masters leaderboard update. But before we do that, how's our friend Sergio Garcia doing today? Oh, no. Was that five?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that was five. No, that's six.
That's for today.
It's six. That's a bonus. That's a bonus, Sergio Garcia in the water. Tiger not off to a good start. Danny Greenville says Patrick Reed wins, sent this Wednesday. Oh, he did. He did. Danny and Greenville had Patrick Reed. Brian D says, feeling good about my bet for Tiger missing the cut. Yeah, I think you should. I think you should feel pretty good. Tiger appears to be in a world of trouble now. There's still time. But, you know, here's the thing, Ramona. I watched the Golf Channel, right? And not only did Tiger say he was feeling great coming off of 18 last night, feeling wonderful. You know, he toughed it out. He got through the worst of it and he was in position. He actually said he was in position. And I watched a panel of golf experts today on the Golf Channel. They're telling me the same thing. The Tiger was in position.
Is that right?
In position to what? To lose by 28? I mean, no. Extrapolate his deficit out. You know, this is the thing. It's like when fans of bad football teams think that, you know, your team is 1-5, and you suddenly say, well, if we go 6-0 the rest of the way, well, why would you go 6-0?
You're 1-5.
You suck. Why would you go 6-0? So it's the same thing here. It's the same principle here. You're not good. You're already trailing by 6-7 shots. What would make you think that you're going to be on the comeback? What would make you think that your deficit isn't going to get worse? You see what, you know, there is a term for that. You know what it's called, Ramona?
Delusional.
Fake news.
Fake news? fake news. Yeah.
Fake news.
Fake news.
There's a whole lot of fake news surrounding Tiger Woods. Whole lot of fake news surrounding Tiger Woods. But this particular hole, he went into the bushes.
Well, maybe he's got a plan with all the animals. Yeah. They're going to help somehow.
Didn't have his machete, unfortunately.
Wasn't prepared. That ain't right.
Tiger needs to walk around the course with a machete now.
He can do landscaping.
Yeah, that's right. It's not good. I'm sorry. It's just not good. I mean, I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, I've been telling you this forever. I mean, you know, there are articles now that say, well, Tiger's not doing well in the par fives. Yeah, man, I've been telling you that for like years. I mean, years. I've been telling you that he no longer can take advantage of the par fives. He's been through five of them thus far. And his score in the par fives is he's par. You can't win that way. He can't win that way. He couldn't have won that way a million years ago. You know, you just can't do it. And quite honestly, he almost bogeyed today's par five. He was fortunate. Blake and Liberty says Tiger Woods fans very similar to South Carolina Gamecock fans. I don't know, but hey, Ramona, there, give me a
leaderboard,
a Masters leaderboard update. Let's talk about the people who are actually in contention.
Okay, Patrick Reed.
Yeah, Danny G's pick, Patrick Reed, and he did give it before the tournament. He's 100% right. He's minus six.
Yeah, he's minus six.
Oh, and Tiger is plus four.
Is he?
Minus six plus four, Ramona. What's that add to?
Minus six plus four is minus two.
No. that's that's the conventional math way. But to go in golf from minus six to plus four.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's down past 10. The cut.
Maybe. It's 10. It's right on the cut. Tiger is...
I thought you were giving me like the Wonderlic. Plus, if I'd have said anything weird, you probably would have ran 10 minutes about my math.
Dexter writes, kitty cat's reign is over. Yeah, I'm afraid so. Okay, Ramona, give me the actual contenders.
Okay, Patrick Reed, minus six.
How
Mark
about
that? Leishman.
Yeah.
Is minus five.
Yeah.
And
he's playing one.
Roy McIlroy.
Oh, wait, who?
Rory
McIlroy.
That's your guy, right?
Yeah,
Rory.
It is. That's my humble road rage servant selection to win this little event. He's
minus four.
I like it. He's been bouncing back and forth a little bit earlier in the day, but I think he strung a couple birdies together, or at least two and three holes. Now, it's hard to track it while you're driving.
And all these other people are minus three.
Okay, so just to be clear, we have one at minus six. One at minus five. One at minus five in Leishman.
Yes.
And one at
right.
And only one at minus four.
Yeah, the three of them are all by themselves.
Yeah, it's a tough day. The wind is blowing in Augusta, and it's a tough day. So it's impacted a lot of players thus far. Go ahead.
And then this Oosen. What did you say it was?
Just go ahead.
Oosenhausen.
Oosenhausen.
Or whatever. Well, if you never tell me, I don't know.
I told you.
I know, but I forgot.
Yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go on.
Okay, it's minus three, and then Spieth is minus three. Johnson's minus three.
Oh, by the way, Spieth started out a little rough today, double bogey. So the legend of Spieth yesterday, you know, Spieth was going to run through this and go minus 30.
That's right, he was a legend.
I was getting all these texts and things about Spieth and, you know, Walt, what are you going to say? And I said, well, let's just wait and see. So right now I won't say. Right now I don't have to say anything because he seems to be fading. We'll see.
And then Zach Johnson is minus three. Stenson's minus three.
Stenson,
Hoffman minus
he's on
three.
My board. Wasn't Zach Johnson on my board? I gave five guys in order.
You keep asking me that,
and I
don't
remember. I picked Rory McIlroy to win. Dustin Johnson finished second. I think Henrik Stenson to finish third.
That Finau guy.
No, I didn't pick him.
I thought you said he was one of your dudes.
No. He's Mr. Sprained Ankle.
Oh, he's minus two.
Yeah.
And then Kuchar, whatever.
Yeah, Kuchar. What's he at?
That must be wrong, too. Minus two.
Yeah.
And Vijay Singh is minus two.
How about that at 112 years old? What else?
Tom V. Fleetwood is minus two.
Where's Kyle Stanley?
Who?
Kyle Stanley.
Okay, Kyle.
Ex-Clemson
what
golfer.
What was he before? Oh, here he is. He's even.
Even? Is he finished?
No, he's through seven.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's on seven.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He's even for the tournament.
He's even both lanes, both columns.
Well, look, so Kyle Stanley playing pretty well. How do you know, you're Kyle Stanley and you're up four shots on Tiger Woods.
You're picking out red shirts.
You're picking out red shirts. Yeah, you know, I suppose it won't really matter what color shirt Tiger wears on Sunday at the barbecue.
When he's at the barbecue with all his forest buddies.
It won't matter.
It won't matter. He can wear some little raggedy paint shirt.
Right. He can wear a t-shirt.
Yeah.
He can kick back and relax.
Yeah, and watch the tournament.
Right. That's the good thing about being. The good thing about being finished on Friday is it leaves you your whole weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't mess up your weekend. You know, nobody likes their weekend messed up.
That's right. You can go to a movie.
Sit back with a beer. Sit back, yeah. Watch the tournament on the big screen.
Yeah, you can go to a movie by yourself.
Yell at all the people that, you know, say dilly-dilly and stuff.
Dilly-dilly.
Right.
Yeah, that Masters update is brought to you by our friends at Hendrick Honda. Hendrick Honda, easily located in the heart of the upstate, just a short drive from Greenville, Clemson, or Anderson. Experience world-class service at HendrickHondaSC.com. You know, Ramona, our friend Bill Ryder is sick or out or something.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out.
Yes.
And, you know, I get a lot of comments about Bill on my Twitter feed frequently, people thinking that Bill is a little too liberal.
I think, not that you care, but what I think.
He likes Colin Kaepernick.
He likes to.
And LeBron.
Yeah. And plus, he likes to talk about what's making everybody mad. He doesn't really ever sit down and analyze a game or anything.
Well,
He starts bringing up all these political topics.
He talks a lot about Colin Kaepernick. But what's interesting is that he has actually found a substitute teacher in his wake. If you believe that Bill Ryder is liberal,
is that right?
Substitute teacher for Bill Ryder, this guy actually said last night, he was getting bombarded by calls, and he said, I know some of you are calling me a social justice warrior. I can't imagine why. Here's the thing. They're still fighting the Colin Kaepernick fight. I want to address this situation because I think it needs to be addressed. I'm not going to spend all show on this. I'm going to spend like 5 minutes on it because I can offer my total viewpoint on it in that period of time. And essentially the gist of it is this. The part that people don't get that Bill Ryder doesn't seem to get, and nor does his substitute teacher seem to get, is that when you own a business, you can hold your employees to certain standards of conduct. When your employee standards of conduct begin to prove detrimental to your business, you can act accordingly. See, that's the way it is. This guy last night referred to the owners, Ramona, as the filthy rich. If that's not a tell in terms of who and what you are when you refer to people as the filthy rich, I mean, that's just offensive. It's offensive to the principles of this society. I I never hold it against anyone that they've been wildly successful, whether it's an athlete. You know, if LeBron James makes a gazillion dollars, good for him. Good for him. Is he filthy rich too? Should we call him filthy rich too? Or does filthy rich only apply to owners? Is LeBron filthy rich? Or is it...
and Andrew Luck.
Right. Or is only Dan Gilbert who's filthy rich? Because I think if you actually just stop and look at yourself in a mirror, you won't have an answer for that question. I'm going to still offer my opinion on this issue when we come back. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll be right back.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Right now, Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more power for less paycheck. Save $50 on Ryobi 40-volt cordless outdoor power equipment. The power of gas without the gas. Enough power to get the whole job done. Plus, right now, it's also the power of $50 in your pocket. So cut the cord, but keep the power with $50 off Ryobi 40-volt trimmers, blowers, and mowers only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, in-store only.
Would you like to regain your energy and strength and restore or increase your sex drive? Do you suffer from joint pain, anxiety, depression, and difficulty sleeping? Then bioidentical hormone therapy is right for you. Discover increased energy and muscle strength, greater ability to lose weight, increased mental clarity to help you age healthier and live happier. Call New Haven Medical Services in Seneca at 885-2000. That's 885-2000. Live happier at New Haven.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Office Pro Upstate is passionate about assisting churches and faith-based organizations. Ministry Resource is the nation's largest faith-based procurement organization, and RICO is the only copier products manufacturer associated with Ministry Resource. To learn more about how your church or faith-based organization can get incredible savings on your next Savin copier, contact Office Pro Upstate at 289-9919. That's 289-9919, or online at officeproupstate.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
dip to the road rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Word. Let me tell you about Aquapulcare and Richard Bishop. Aquapulcare is owned by Richard Bishop, over 35 years in the business. His grandfather and father built pools. Pools are a family tradition with the Bishops. Richard personally goes on every project. He knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the time to call Aquapulcare. Richard and his wife, Tracy, take all the guesswork out of it. In fact, they offer 3D CAD technology. So they can build your pool electronically right before your eyes, and you can make any changes in it you want until it's absolutely perfect before construction ever begins. They do pool maintenance as well. Aquapulcare can handle that. If you need a new liner installed, they can do that quickly and affordably. Aquapulcare is also the warranty center for Hayward, Pentair, and Polaris products. Once your beautiful pool is built, Aquapulcare will always be there to answer any questions you have. If you've purchased a pool at any time in the past in your life, you may have experienced a rather trendy issue in the industry, which is once you have problems, people don't call you back. Richard and Tracy always call you back, always. They want to resolve any issue that could arise. 508-1885, 508-1885. Check out their great reviews online, aquapoolcarellc.com, or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson. Grab some chemicals or whatever pool accessory you require. That's my friends at Aquapoolcare. You know, on this Colin Kaepernick issue, again, this is such an old issue that we just have to dig up and parrot over and over and over and over again. But it's not that complicated. It really isn't. This notion that Colin Kaepernick has somehow been blackballed from football, that's not really what happened. And whatever's happened to Colin Kaepernick, he did to himself. He did to himself. It's not exactly what Johnny Manziel did, but he damaged himself. He damaged the nature of his employer's business. I'm sorry, he did. He just did. The average fan did not react well to seeing players sit out the national anthem, that type of thing. You can believe whatever you want. That's the fact. And as an owner of a business, you have a right to expect your employees to abide by a code of conduct that is beneficial to your business. This is true in every business on earth. The action that is viewed unfavorably may not be the same, but the principle's the same. In any business in America, if an employee consistently acts outside or the code of conduct or is somehow damaging the bottom line of the business, well, then the employer's not going to want him around. And neither is any other employer whose bottom line is potentially impacted by conduct that the public at large is perceiving as negative. What is so complicated about that? What part of that don't you understand? You know, and yet the same lame arguments are parroted over and over and over again 365 days a year. An employer has a right to expect a certain code of conduct from an employee. If you damage the employer's bottom line, you are not going to be around long. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what act we're talking about. An owner of a business has a bottom line. And if you damage that bottom line, you're out. You're gone. If you're the burger chef at the fast food place and you're burning 8 out of 10 burgers, you're gone. You may be the greatest person in America. You may have noble intentions. It doesn't matter what your intentions are. Do it on your own time. Do it on your own time. Don't do it during your work hours. And that's what it comes down to. That and the fact that the player in question is not very good. When you add those two things together, yeah, newsflash, no one wants them. It's not a contrived deal. It's not the league conspiring against Colin Kaepernick. It's other owners who don't want their business damaged by similar conduct, who view this guy as being a pedestrian player. So why on earth would I want to bring in a pedestrian player who has the chance to damage my bottom line? I mean, that's hard to understand. Let me explain something. It's like everything else in life. If we're talking about Carson Wentz or Deshaun Watson, then the owners would look the other way. Because those players have real value. The Indiana Hoosiers used to look the other way when Bobby Knight was throwing chairs across the floor. You know why? Because he was winning 25 games a year. When you stop winning 25 games a year, suddenly throwing chairs across the floor was conduct worthy of being dismissed. That's it. It's just that simple. And how it can be a continuous topic of conversation 365 years for people who apparently have adopted Colin Kaepernick as a pet is beyond me. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I just tuned in and I heard half of what you said, but I agree with you. I think the only reason he did it was because he wanted his job. Yeah. He wanted to hold on to his job.
Jason on the text line just said, couldn't have said it better, Walt. These freaking idiots just do not understand. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, he's not that good, and he's hurting the franchise monetarily. So why would I employ him? I don't need a meeting. We don't have to have a get-together in which we all say, oh, we're going to keep him out. We're going to conspire to keep him. No meeting needed. No meeting needed.
Right. I mean, if anyone needed to know how bad this guy is at football now, just go back and look at the last year and look what he did in that Chicago game. It was something like 7 completions for 50 attempts for just double-digit yards, no touchdowns, more interceptions. It was insane. And sometimes you just got to say, you know, move on. Be a man and move on.
Yeah.
I hate it when every time a backup quarterback is signed, everybody brings it up. Like they brought it up
with
RG3 being
right.
signed to Baltimore. I mean, come on. RG3 has more talent right now than Kaepernick. So what? Kaepernick throws a ball on a high school field. Anybody can do that.
Well, and he's not disrupting the owner's bottom line. You know, again, if you're going to disrupt the owner's bottom line, you better be really good, okay? If you're going to disrupt the owner's bottom line, you better be really good, and in which case, they'll keep you around until you're not so good, you know, and that's the way to work, and that's how it works here. He's not good enough for owners to have their bottom line damaged.
Well, my last question, and I'll run. Since we're talking about bottom line, I haven't really heard you talk about McGregor yesterday.
He's a punk. He's the biggest punk on earth.
I agree.
You know, he's a little weasel punk who thinks that he can do whatever he wants, and I'm glad that they slapped him with those charges, and I hope the felony sticks, and I hope he spends time in jail.
Me too, but my question is, will the USC lose their right to play in the state of New York because of this? All right, thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Well, look, here's the thing. The first thing is, I don't trust any of these things, okay? When I see these little type of incidents with wrestlers, pro wrestlers, or with UFC now, which is moving more and more towards that type of thing, and I see this guy pick up a a dolly or whatever it was and throw it at a window. I'm always asking myself, is this real or is this part of the charade? Is this just part of the theatrical program that I'm supposed to accept as something real? I don't know. I still don't know the answer to that. I don't know if this is just McGregor being a punk or if this is contrived in some way. I'm not sure. But I do know one thing. That guy is a vile punk. And I hope that the charges stick, and I hope they can keep him on that felony. That'd be fine with me. Honestly, I'm sick to death of the guy. You know, we used to have, even in combat sports, we had guys show up for press conferences. They would be aggressive. They would be taunting. But two out of every three words out of their mouth didn't start with F. You know, they didn't show up wearing a suit that has F-U written all over it. You know, there are also kids watching those things. I have no use for the little scrub, and I wish he'd go back to wherever he came from. Sorry. Today's Friday.
Today's Friday.
Today's supposed to be an easy day, right? I'm supposed to be nice and calm. And
Yeah. You're all worked up there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one thing after another that just like drive me crazy. Clemson Dad.
How are you, sir?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
I heard you just talking about UFC. Yeah, McGregor, he's a piece of crap.
S-Dub just wrote, Kaepernick and McGregor, active cancers of society. Look, I think Kaepernick's done some things wrong, all right? I think when he wore the pig socks, and I think when he decided to wear T-shirts of some of the most significant human rights abusers in the history of the world, he probably messed with the quality of his own message that he was trying to get out. In fact, I think he rendered it meaningless. But he has donated money and he's done things like that. I'll grant you that.
All right. But anyway, McGregor on the UFC thing.
Yeah.
He's nuts, right?
Either he's nuts and he belongs in jail or it's all a charade, it's all a show, and in which case, all I know is I'm sort of getting fed up with all of it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well.
Hey, you or I do those things, we're going to jail.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. What about the Masters? Do you think Tiger still has a chance or no?
A chance to what? He's gonna be home after today. He's gonna get to enjoy a long weekend.
Yeah, back in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Play a little putt putt. The good news, Clemson Dad, about Tiger playing a little putt putt. No driver involved.
Right.
No driver involved.
I called you Wednesday and gave my top five, and they're all still within the cut line. So
yeah, there you go.
Doing good.
Yeah.
DJ, like Bubba.
Yeah, that's right. You had the lefties, right? You had Bubba and
DJ, Bubba, Stinson, Spieth, and Phil.
There you go. Yep, not too shabby.
Phil was my number five, but I don't know. Phil's kind
of not too shabby.
Not doing too good today.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. Texas says, glad you're talking about this. Everyone has a boss. I work for the state government, took an oath, had to follow policy directives. South Carolina government, where to go? Here it is. Had to follow policy directives, South Carolina government laws, moral code, or I would have been fired. If I didn't, owners of the NFL invest a ton of players money don't work out for players' union. They work for owners. There are codes of conduct in the NFL, contracts, also rules, regulations. Players are employed by will of their owners. The owners have a right to get rid of a player if player's contract is violated, case closed. That's right. They do. They do. By the way, there are some people who think that's part of McGregor's promotion. Again, maybe it is. Maybe it is. You know, string a few felonies together, though, and you can be champion of the ultra lightweight division in Sing Sing.
I bet that'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, which would be absolutely fine with me. But yeah, the Kaepernick thing, it's the same noise. It's the same argument over and over and over again. And the argument is fatally flawed. It's conceptually wrong. You just don't get it. And I don't know how you don't get it. I mean, we live in America, at last I knew. It's not a difficult concept. It's really very simple. You work for somebody. The owner, the employer, has a right to demand a certain code of conduct. And as part of that demand, they don't want their bottom line damaged. For example, if you worked in a home improvement store, and every time somebody walked in and said, "Hey, can you tell me where the screws are?" and you said, "Hey, dummy, follow the signs," they're going to fire you because your code of conduct is damaging their business. You see? Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Quick break.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helped start a truck, a car, a minivan, not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
And I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm going to show you the level of delusion of some people in 1 minute. You know, here's the deal with George Coleman Ford. George Coleman Ford has been in business almost 90 years. Now, I've said this before, but, you know, up on the Motor Mile, there are a lot of very fine auto dealerships, a lot of good people, a lot of fine dealerships. How many of them will be there in 90 years? Zero. I mean, will the Motor Mile be there in 90 years? 90 years. Think about the things that happen in a period of 90 years throughout any period in history. So many changes, dramatic changes, economy, politically. How do you stay in business 90 years? It's just one reason. You treat people right. You look out for them. See, your bottom line gets better when you look out for them. If you're always looking out for you, you're not going to get over. People are going to get hip to you and you'll be done in 3 or 4 years. But the reason you stay in business 90 years is because you're looking out for the consumer. That's why George Coleman Ford keeps winning president's awards year after year after year. Those are consumer-based surveys. You're the ones saying they're the best Ford dealership in South Carolina. Here's an example. I pulled this randomly, arbitrarily, off of Google. Go check them. You'll find the same thing. They're all 5 stars, so I just picked one of the 5 stars. Best buying experience ever from Vanessa. Randall Coleman was my salesman. He made the whole sales process so nice. There were no high-pressure sales techniques whatsoever. He patiently walked me through the different models I was looking for and explained everything in detail. If you're looking for a newer used car, please request Randall Coleman. Not only is he a super nice salesman, but he's a really nice, genuine person. Thank you, George Coleman, Ford, and Randall. And I love, love, love my new Ford Flex. Now, here's the other thing. You don't have to ask for Randall. You can. Randall's just one of them. Every single person who works for George Coleman Ford is like this. They go there, they stay, they treat you the way you're supposed to be treated. That's George Coleman Ford. All right. I follow Tiger Tracker on Twitter, Ramona. It's some guy who every time Tiger Woods is involved in the tournament, he is tweeting about every shot he hits.
Okay.
And it's okay. And as he says here in a response to something, my job isn't to be positive or negative. It's to track and be observational. And he does keep to that. You know, he'll make a comment like when something goes bad, you know, and he seems to be a Tiger fan. And when Tiger hits the ball, for example, flies the ball over the green into the bushes, he'll write, "Oh no, this isn't good."
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
He didn't go,
But here's what you get. Here's what you get. In response to one of those, you get this knucklehead named Ben Winstonley who writes, "I'm not one to comment on this kind of thing. Tiger Tracker, but your negativity today has been tough to follow. Take a breath. He's fractions from turning this around. He's done it innumerable times before. You are so clueless. I mean, I just wonder how you get up and tie your shoes in the morning. I mean, you are so unbelievably clueless. You're like the all-time fanboy. I mean, what are you talking about? He's fractions from turning this around. He has saved par with long par putts either three or four times already. He could be 10 over today. He is incredibly fortunate. On the second hole, he hit a tree with his drive, and it bounced back in the fairway. He's had three or four long par-saving putts. So this notion that he's fractions from turning it around, he's fractions from being Sergio Garcia. And he's done it innumerable times before. Yeah. So did Ben Hogan when he was still living.
A caller says he ties his shoes with Velcro. He can't tie regular laces.
You know, again, when Ben Hogan was still living, he did it innumerable times before as well. He's not won a major in a decade. A decade. When were the innumerable times, Mr. Winston Lee? I mean, this is how incredibly clueless people are. I mean, it's not that this guy is something against you or Tiger. This guy who runs his Tiger Tracker is a Tiger fan. Corey writes, I'm a big Tiger fan, but I know when he's washed up. Right. I was a Tiger fan once upon a time. I just saw it coming. I read the tea leaves and interpreted them and interpreted it correctly. But I mean, if you're writing this kind of stuff, you are such an absurd Tiger homer. You just can't see straight. I'm telling you, I've done this a long time, and occasionally people say things that are stupid. I've said things that are stupid, you know, back in, 2002. No, but here's the thing. You know, sometimes out of emotion, you'll say something and then later you'll rethink it or whatever. But in all the time I've done this, this is one of the most insanely stupid tweets, all-time homer tweets I've ever seen. Again, it's not to me, it's to this guy, Tiger Tracker. I'm not one to comment on this type of thing, Mr. Winston Lee says. Tiger Tracker, but your negativity towards him has been tough to follow today.
It's because he said, oh no.
Yeah, look, he's not being negative. Are you watching the play? Tiger has stunk today. Stunk. Been god awful. And you're blaming this guy? That's priceless. This guy, Tiger Tracker, is responsible because Tiger's playing like crap. Take a breath. He's fractions from turning this around. He's done it innumerable times before. Oh, my goodness. Then there's this, Ramona, the realist. The realist is a guy named the Rooster who writes to Tiger Tracker with this simple one-line question. What are you doing tomorrow?
What? Who's he asking that? The Tracker?
He's asking Tiger Tracker, what are you doing tomorrow?
In other words, Tiger's going to be gone and he ain't going to
exactly.
be able to track anybody.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
That's all he ever says.
Yeah, it's all he said. Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
Is that you?
No, that wasn't me. No, I mean, I said something similar, but I didn't address it to Tiger Tracker there. I'm sort of amused by Tiger Tracker, honestly, because, you know, now if Tiger was winning by seven shots, it wouldn't be nearly as amusing.
No, that's true. You wouldn't be nearly as amused. That is right.
No. Dan Hope is going to be coming up with me at after the top of the hour break. And, oh, by the way, give me a Masters board update. Danny tells me that my guy McIlroy has finished at -4 for the day. So he's right where he needs to be. You know, and I said before this tournament that if you're looking for a comeback story, pick McIlroy because at least he's young enough to make one. And
yeah, he's finished.
And obviously he looked very good last tournament. So give me the Hendrick Honda Easley Masters Board leader update.
You got Mark Leishman. Will you please tell me how to do this? Patrick Reed, they're both -5.
Okay, so Reed gave up a stroke. So he was at 6. He's back at 5. That's good for Tiger. Good for Tiger. Tiger needs those guys at top desperately.
Is that how they figure out how to make the cut?
Yeah, the cut in the Masters is 10 shots or top 50th, including ties.
Okay.
And so Tiger needs to be within 10 shots of the leader or in the top 50.
Okay. All right. I never knew that. I don't know.
And so it helps him, and he desperately needs the help right now for Reed to back up a little bit. He needs these guys on top to back up a little bit before the end of the day if he wants to keep playing on Saturday and Sunday.
I got you. I got it.
All right, go on.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No, you okay, just started.
Then
done.
Spieth is -4 also.
Oh, Spieth getting back into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's then -4. You got Charlie Hoffman, he's -4.
Yeah, I still don't know who picked. Somebody, I'm virtually positive somebody picked Charlie Hoffman on the show, or at least gave me Hoffman as one of their top candidates.
And then Vijay Singh is -3. Zach Johnson.
Singh is -3?
Yeah.
How about that?
Zach Johnson is -3. Stenson is -3. Finau is -2. Ricky Fowler is -2. For now. Ricky Fowler is -2.
Ricky Fowler. Somebody asked me on the text line yesterday about Ricky Fowler. And I said, sure, you know, his time's coming. I mean, you know, he's always sniffing around. And once he breaks through, you know, he's going to be a guy who winds up winning 4 or 5 majors, maybe 6. He's got the talent and ability. And again, I think the times have changed with Ricky Fowler. That's what happens when you don't win. When you have the talent to win and you don't win, eventually people feel sort of sorry for you. And I think that's where they are with Ricky Fowler. And I think people would like to see him win more now, especially from a major standpoint. I think they'd like to see him have some success. People would like to see him have some success. It used to be that people thought he was a little bit of a sideshow or something, but not anymore. I think people like him. So Ricky Fowler is -2. Is that what you said?
That is what I said. And then Lewis, he's -2.
You know, we're not even trying his last name anymore. Okay.
Justin Rose is -2. Dustin Johnson.
What's Dustin Johnson?
-2.
Oh, that's what we're talking about, Ramona. He's on my board. I gave 4 or 5 guys, and at least 3 of them are in contention. That's what we like. That's what we like. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson. I think Jason Day got killed off. I think I had Jason Day in there. Where's Jason Day? I haven't even heard his name.
He must be down there somewhere.
Yeah, find Jason Day. Find Kyle Stanley for me. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme donuts. Listen, Krispy Kreme donuts are unbelievable. They have regularly like 32 flavors. It just doesn't get better. That's Krispy Kreme donuts. The Anderson Spartanburg locations are owned by the Reese family. The Reese family has been doing donuts right since the 60s. They just do it right. You know, you can go to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme and through the glass partitions, you can watch the donuts being made. You can bring the kids so they can see how the donuts are made. Those donuts are made right there, fresh, on the premises in Anderson Spartanburg. Most of these other donut shops, you probably don't know this, but they don't make the donuts where they sell them. They truck them in, not at Krispy Kreme. Try the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. Try the Oreo Cookie Donut. Try the Reese's Pieces Donut. It's all from my friends, the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. If you want to raise funds for any reason, church group, youth group, by all means, call my friends at Krispy Kreme. Call the Reese family. They'll be glad to help you. I'll be right back with Dan Hope. Walt Tip Tiller Road Rage.
On 105.5 another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson, a proud sponsor of the Clemson Tigers, would like to say thank you to all their customers and invite all fans to shop with them. Granger Nissan of Anderson has the winning combination of huge selection, super low prices, and paying more for your trade. Plus, Granger Nissan of Anderson beats the competition by giving you a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Nissans. Located on Clemson Boulevard and always open at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Right now, Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot means more power for less paycheck. Save $50 on Ryobi 40-volt cordless outdoor power equipment. The power of gas without the gas. Enough power to get the whole job done. Plus, right now, it's also the power of $50 in your pocket. So cut the cord, but keep the power with $50 off Ryobi 40-volt trimmers, blowers, and mowers only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, in-store only.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
Those bare spots in your lawn? Pennington One Step Complete and the Home Depot can fill in the blanks. Right now for 33% off. Pennington is the one-bag solution for bare spots, with varieties to match most grasses, pre-mixed with moisture-retaining mulch, and nutrient-rich fertilizer. Just give it a little water.